Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Juju sustained a shoulder injury that will require surgery tomorrow, and so he'll be placed on IR, I'm sure, at some point. Sorry for Juju. Appreciative of him, the spirit that he brings, the effort that he brings, the quality of his play. But that's what makes football the ultimate team game. We'll be calling on a number of people to bridge the gap in the short and the long term in terms of bringing what he provides. We're not trying to replace Juju. We're just trying to provide additional opportunity for those that get expanded roles. And many of those guys we have a lot of confidence in. James Washington, we got a lot of confidence in James. Provides an opportunity for Ray McLeod to expand his role. And my heart aches for Juju. I'm equally as excited for guys like the guys that I mentioned.
All right, it's Pony and Muller on a Tomlin Tuesday. Right off the bat, we'll tell you Arthur Motes isn't here today because of a positive COVID test. So I saw a video of Arthur doing a Steelers take from his bed. He posted that on YouTube. So I'm hoping he gets better. He couldn't come in today. Hopefully that takes a turn for the better for him. And there's another thing we gotta at least alert people to right off the top, Craig. And that is, yes, we alluded to it yesterday at 5:45. There was a Joey Porter, Chris Mueller incident. It did happen at Jerome Bettis' charity golf tournament yesterday. We love going to the Bettis tournament. They treat us with total class. We're always happy to be there. But there was an incident, and we will address it later this hour.
You got Jerry Porter.
Yes, Pac-Man. Pac-Man's name, I don't think, came up in that mostly one-sided conversation between you two guys yesterday, but I don't want to get too much into it right now. We will address it later. The Juju stuff from Tomlin today, the words he's using there, my heart aches for the guy. We can't replace him.
Well, I mean, they literally don't have a clone of him, so they can't, in that sense, replace him.
You cannot replace what Juju brings, his spirit. Has anyone ever said that about you, the spirit of Chris Mueller?
No, I've literally been criticized in my professional career for being dour in the hallways.
For always being in a bad mood?
I've had people levy legitimate professional criticism and imply that my career has been hindered because I don't smile enough in
the
hallways.
Doran mentioned that to me over the weekend. He said, how do we get Mueller in a better mood? And I said, convince our bosses to give him a raise?
That's pretty much the answer, but I'm glad you said it. I'm glad I wasn't the one saying it. Craig, we'll
you're
get to the Porter
down.
Thing soon
you're
enough.
You're mercurial. You're hot and
would
cold.
Would you say I'm malicious, though, to my coworkers? Like, would you say that you
no.
guys feel like that my wrath is ever directed
no, but
at you
we
guys?
Can, you definitely wear your emotions on your sleeve. You definitely do. You're not a stoic guy.
See, this is the problem with having been associated since childhood with talking a lot, because I had relatives who said, you better get a job talking sports because we're sick of listening to you, like, constantly go on.
And here
you
are.
Yeah, I know, right?
Take that, Uncle Steve.
Literally, it was Uncle Bill.
I have an Uncle Bill.
Do you? Yep. I feel like
an Uncle
very
Bill
common
Craig?
Uncle
no.
Bill.
You're Irish. No? That's a shocker.
Grandpa named Bill.
What percentage of people in this country have a relative named Bill?
I'd say in Pittsburgh, a very high number.
At least a quarter of households have
all
a Bill.
All the Irish Catholics.
Have a living Well, it was German and it was German family.
Yeah, the Germans will sprinkle a William in there from time to time.
You know, my dad's brothers, William and Thomas, and then my dad Lee. It's kind of the one that's out there in no man's land. Anyway, no, I have gotten crap from people when I've tried to be stoic and not wear my emotions on my sleeve. They say, "What's wrong?" And then I'm like, "Oh, you're damned if you do, damned if
just
you don't."
Just fake it and act like you're always in a good mood. Just try it on for size.
I'll tell you what. The rest of today. In the hallways, big stupid smile plastered
to my face.
They're
going to say, "What's up with Mueller?"
See, that's the other thing. Again, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Mueller must be faking it if he seems happy.
Correct.
I don't know what to make of it.
I read into the Tomlin comments, guys.
In what way?
I do. I think he and the Steelers value him and appreciate him more than we do. I think that they... See, and he's talking up. Think about this. He's banging the juju drum for intangible stuff. Stuff that isn't on a stat sheet. Something, basically the antithesis of Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, we will put up with the nonsense because the numbers are extraordinary. You can't teach it. You can't coach it. The guy is just a stud. We'll put up with all the baggage and baloney because of how good he is. On the flip side, you have Tomlin on Juju today, making it pretty much sound like he's an inspiration to our team. He's such a great energy guy. He's the opposite of Mueller. He just has an infectious personality that is good for our football team.
I thought the line of questioning was unusual, like that people kept going back to that. Well, not like wrong, but I was surprised. I was even more surprised that Tomlin answered the way he did about it. Because the last time some of Juju's sort of infectious energy became a big story was when Von Bell and the rest of the Bengals were ready to light him up like a
Christmas tree. Dancing on the logo.
Yeah, so the last time Tomlin had to talk about Juju's personality manifesting in a significant way, it was something that was negative. So I was surprised people asked about it, A. B, I was surprised Tomlin gave the kind of laudatory answers about Juju. You say you're reading into it more, and I'm guessing I hate to put words in your mouth, but I think I have a good handle on this. You're going to say this is more of a sign that you think they might be willing to bring him back?
Yep.
Here's the thing. They talked about how they can't replace him. I don't know if I agree with you that they're going to be more likely to bring him back. They talked about how, well, we can't replace Juju. I think that is a standard boilerplate coach answer for anybody that has contributed to a significant degree to a team at any point in time, and he has. His first two seasons, 14 touchdowns, almost 2,400 yards receiving. That's significant, right? So Tomlin has a body of work there that he is citing. But, man, Mike Tomlin's also not stupid. The guy has averaged, this year till he got hurt, and last year, 8.6 yards per reception. I think you actually can replace the production with a bunch of different guys. The thing that you might not be able to replace is an intangible, but it's not the infectious enthusiasm. It's the fact that despite being a wide receiver, there was like nobody, including Najee Harris, more likely with the ball in his hands to try to truck stick a defender. He was the toughest SOB on that offense.
Disagree.
About which part?
100% disagree.
About every part.
Not all of it, but...
Well, that's not 100% then.
100% disagree with what you said about Tomlin, like, intelligence level stuff with Juju. If they do think they can get his production from a cast of characters mostly led by James Washington, here is Mike Tomlin in the middle of trying to show empathy for Juju's situation, at the same time praise him as a teammate and contributor to the team. He makes sure that he gives Mr. August, James Washington, a guy most known for having Bob Pompeiani call his biggest plays, giving James Washington praise. We have so much confidence in this guy. We know they don't, because their actions have shown us that they don't. If they really believed that it was next man up at wide receiver, and they had a guy in James Washington who was a really potential to be a really productive player and a good player, just blocked by better wide receivers. If they felt that way about him, they would have let Juju leave in free agency. They would not have even offered him the one-year deal. They would have said, we're good with Claypool, Johnson, Washington, McLeod, whoever the fourth receiver is.
You're skipping over. This is what is weird about you sort of denying that Tomlin or thinking Tomlin values Juju maybe more than he does. Freiermuth should be the guy taking a lot of Juju's targets.
Fine.
You love Freiermuth.
I do, but
Najee Harris.
All I'm saying is that I don't think
Eric Ebron.
They don't.
Sorry.
Their actions don't back up this show of faith from Tomlin today and James Washington going in there and being a facsimile of Juju. I'm sorry, it just doesn't. If Washington really felt like the coaches in the organization had his back, do you think he would have asked for a trade in August? No. He would have been like, I'll get my shot.
Do you think Washington believes the quarterback has his back? Because I think the quarterback does, and I think the quarterback likes him. And I think that's more important than anything Mike Tomlin might feel about it.
Yeah. I mean, the quarterback loved Vance McDonald, but he didn't feed him the ball constantly because he wasn't that good of a player. So I think the Roethlisberger affection only goes so far. At the end of the day, Ben wants to look good, and he's going to throw the ball to the person that gives him the best chance to do that. And more often than not, it isn't James Washington.
I don't know. He's got, in very limited time this year, these aren't great ratings, 91.5 passer rating when targeted, 90.8 last year, 11 yards a catch, catching 70%
of the
balls. All
right, so let me ask you this question. If that's true, then why isn't the coaching staff looked at Washington versus Juju Smith-Schuster and for a performance reason before the injury gotten Washington on the
because
field over Juju?
Because they saw Juju put up numbers for his first two seasons in the league, and they weren't swayed by Washington when Roethlisberger got hurt. And it's one of my biggest questions because I think Washington can actually play.
So wait a minute. Do you think objectively that Washington is actually a better receiver than Juju?
Not yet, but I think he could be.
Well, when, though? I mean, he's in.
I would like
he's
to
not
see,
a spring chicken. This
Washington
is not his
faces,
rookie year.
Washington faces the same problem Juju had, except he was one spot behind him on the depth chart. They have two guys who are objectively better than either of those two, Diontae Johnson and Claypool. Because Diontae Johnson gets open constantly, and Claypool is the biggest, most athletic guy on the field that defenses are trying to cover.
See, I've agreed and probably even made similar comments myself. However, I do think we go overboard on the Steelers' wide receivers. There's no great receiver over there.
The analytics crowd would tell you the opposite, that Diontae Johnson, this is what I've read about him all year. Just read a piece. I don't even remember which site it was from.
Well, Tomlin says that analytics is just a tool.
It's not the tool. That was a very noteworthy answer. But I forget what site it was that does, like, kind of tracks the wideouts by themselves. Are
Brazzers?
They doing their jobs? No, actually, it wasn't. I thought that was a river outside in Baylor Stadium.
It is, actually. I think Pat McAfee jumped in it once on...
he once jumped into the shimmering waters of the Brazzers River?
Correct.
No, but I mean, the analytics types, the people who follow wide receiver play independently of the quarterback throwing them the ball will tell you that Diontae Johnson is one of the flat-out best receivers in the league, that he is hamstrung by Roethlisberger's inaccuracy.
But how could you have said that about him in 2020?
Well, no, he dropped the hell out
onto the friggin' ball.
Yes, I mean, that's true.
So that's based on what Johnson has done through five games this year?
Getting separation, constantly beating his man on his route. I saw, for example, here, I'll give you the perfect...
Because he missed a game.
Litmus test of this. I was writing a column this morning, Beaver County Times, and I was
nice pop.
Doing, the column is about, again, read, you know, hear it before you can read it, a little bit about Ben and the O-line. And I was evaluating Ben's throw to Johnson, and I was going back to look for it again, just to, you know, kind of watch it really quick on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
The first result I saw when I clicked on Ben Diontae Johnson was somebody criticizing the throw and saying that the receiver did the only thing good on that play, getting such separation to the man and then managing to adjust to a bad throw. I disagreed with the severity of the assessment, but that is what I am trying to convey is out there about him specifically. Claypool, I think it's obvious what people don't like, and that's that Rafa DePaulo said it to us yesterday. For how big and strong he is, he's not high
exactly.
pointing the ball
so
enough.
Johnson had problems with drops last year. I think he led the league in drops, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tomlin called him an excellent route runner today. He, I believe, has... I'll agree with the analytics, but I think he's played pretty well this year. He's caught two touchdowns in back-to-back weeks. I like Diontae Johnson. Chase Claypool, let's not forget, last year, down the stretch, he pretty much was erased from the offense.
Correct.
I mean, he was out there, but he wasn't really productive. Now it's a longer season. I know it's his sophomore year, but could you not understand if Mike Tomlin and people inside the Steelers had some trepidation about Claypool making a leap all of this year?
I think, like, yes, I think in Chase Claypool's case, his biggest problem is that you can't hide the fact that he's 6'4", 235, and runs like he does, and so there's an expectation that he should do
more. The touchdown that he caught, I think, was a better throw than catch by Roethlisberger on Sunday.
And yet it was an example of a catch people are worried he doesn't make enough.
And he beat Von Miller, which I put more on the Broncos than I do a great play by him. I mean,
give Matt Canada his credit for that great play call.
And give Roethlisberger credit for going
right
to him.
That's right. I mean, everybody gets credit.
So I'm coming back to this because of Juju. Tomlin going on and on about the friggin' Steelers Twitter account, like, clipped off 25 seconds of Tomlin basically crying a river about Juju and put it out there this afternoon. They almost never do that with players. I mean, how often do they, from their own account, tweet out comments by Tomlin? They might take, like, the Raw press conference and put it out there. They almost never isolate in on a clip. They know how brand savvy Juju is.
That's social media, though. That's making sure you're engaging with your audience, because they know that no player moves the needle on social media for them more
than
Juju.
But they also know that Juju cares a ton about social media, so he would appreciate and like something like that.
I mean, that's the smallest level of sort of player accommodation there, that they would try to make him feel wanted. But come on. This is as far as those feelings between player and organization go. If Juju Smith-Schuster had received a good, competitive, multi-year offer last year, all this big love fest back and forth we're talking about now would have not existed, because he would have played elsewhere.
I just think that we on the outside world are underrating how much the Steelers put stock in the quote-unquote things that don't show up in the box score with Juju.
Wait a minute. Why did you drop into Bouchette there?
The thing, you know, Craig, you know what I mean?
Your,
you know,
mama, that kind of
the
stuff.
Things that,
I was with your mama last
the
night.
The things that we don't get to see. The things behind the scenes.
I expect
the
that
dynamics
kind of, I know.
In the wide receiver
what
room.
What he's like in the room, yeah.
You should. He brings Sour Patch Kids for everyone. Oh, wow.
I mean, I would admittedly like that if he brought those for me.
He puts his arm around Ray McLeod after he...
He pays us promptly via Venmo for smashing a tablet when he's frustrated.
When Ray fair catches a ball at his own 4, Juju's the first guy to go up to him and say, hey man, it's okay.
I expect more of that
we'll
intangible
stuff. We'll
still go
out stuff. To Ruth's Chris after the game together. I got you.
Nice pop. I still expect more of that talk about a player who's like a lineman or a down the line. You know what? Here, I'll twist this on you. When they're talking about guys like that, I typically think of it as being down-the-line guys who haven't yet made a big tangible impact on the field, so it might be telling to me, I could argue with you, that they're talking about that stuff with Juju. Why? Because the production through this many, how many ever games, 4-plus games, wasn't there.
But I think coaches and teams like to keep guys like that around. They're good for morale. They keep...
You know what's good for morale?
They keep the effort up.
Do you know what's good for morale?
Yeah, Antonio Brown badasses that catch touchdown
Winning.
Passes.
No. Winning.
Yeah.
Winning is good for morale. Like, I just...
Chris,
I
they, got
you
blown,
are...
they got blown out in a home playoff game last year and they brought him back.
I think that was again, if there's a multi-year offer out there of any significance, he goes. He's gone. That was a marriage of convenience that turned out to be a very bad decision for both sides, especially him.
But why even make him the offer?
Because I thought at that point, they're probably thinking, well, Ben likes this guy. To me, that's more about Ben than anybody. Ben loves the guy. He was super reliable for Ben last year.
Well, the point Boom. I've been trying to make this entire segment is that I think Tomlin's in the Juju fan club, too. Big time.
Do you think Tomlin keeps all of his fan club players? I don't. Because I think Freiermuth should be replicating a lot of the stuff Juju did. And I think Ben likes a guy who's 6'5 more than he likes a guy who's 6'2.
I think if the price is right, he keeps him. And I don't. Do you think that the price is going to be?
Cap's going to go up, and teams are inherently going to be willing to spend more money.
Yeah, so. But I don't think they do on guys that are what? With no clear-cut wide receiver here, we're talking about the guy like he should be their fourth option in the
what
passing
was the
game.
What was the best offer he got last year from the Chiefs? Same amount of money, basically.
The bonuses, I think, got it up to like 12.
So you don't think that a team would be at least willing to go and do something similar to that again next year? And now that Juju has 1 year of...
No!
You don't think a team with the cap going up might be willing to offer at least what the Chiefs did when the cap was down?
No, because I put stock in what Fittipaldo said to us too yesterday. That the reason why the explosive plays aren't there is because of wear and tear. Attrition is set in. The guy's got bad knees.
I think teams would still see value outside of the Steelers in the way he's able
and
to play
what?
The position
him being
when he's
Jericho
healthy.
Cotchery with a TikTok? I mean, that's pretty much what he is at this point.
You don't think
he's
other
just...
teams hold on, you don't think other teams might look at the Steelers and say they can't utilize him the way that they should because we don't
well,
you
wait
know,
a minute.
We don't believe the quarterback can get it done.
But fair enough. But how should a team be utilizing Juju?
Deep middle slot guy? Guy that is physical
deep.
Enough to play like what? Does he not run deep routes here because he's incapable of running them? Or because their offense has veered so hard in the direction of running short stuff?
I think
some of his most iconic plays are up the middle seam routes that have gone for long touchdowns.
Do you think he's their best deep option? I think he's probably their third.
No, but I think of their wide receivers, he might be the most reliable guy if you're trying to get to that coveted 10 to 15 or 10 to 20 yard middle of the field when
he's healthy.
I thought
you just said you liked Freiermuth in that area the best.
Of their wide receivers.
But you're lumping the tight ends in with the wide receivers.
Well, because I'm telling you that the way they used him this year, you can find a tight end who can do
Craig,
what he
would
did.
You like to dive in on this, please?
You don't think Josh Allen was like a 6'2", 220 guy who
no,
he can rifle the ball
no,
to over the middle?
Every single one of the Bills receivers that are out there right now are better than him.
You don't think Travis Kelce would like a guy that plays wide receiver the way he plays tight end and gives him even more space? Or Patrick Mahomes wouldn't like a safety valve who can truck people?
I mean, they obviously had some...
You think Aaron Rodgers would find use for Juju in his offense?
I think Aaron Rodgers would find ways to use you in his offense because he's that good of a quarterback.
Well, just don't ask me to block... Well, forget
Craig?
If I'm a team looking at Juju,
yes.
I sign him if I have a great number one receiver because he's a great number two.
I don't even think he's that anymore, man.
I think
he's not a number two on this team.
Because he doesn't have the great number one to play off of.
He's
I think
a,
in
no,
the right
he's
system
not a great,
that works.
He's not a great number two on this team right now because, frankly, the quarterback skills have diminished to the extent where he's taking shots at Deontay and Chase down the field.
Well,
but the stuff Ben could do even 4 years ago.
He doesn't throw between the hash
that's
marks.
That's what I mean.
Well, hold on a second.
Juju's big year came when he was getting targeted over the middle.
Well, let me ask you guys this question. So let's cut and paste Juju onto the Bengals. And he has a good quarterback and a mobile quarterback.
Mm-hmm. And Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
And no.
But they already have Tyler Boyd,
exactly.
Who's better than him.
Exactly.
But what did Tyler Boyd sign for?
More than Juju, because he's better.
But how much? It's
relevant
to me.
I don't have it
me.
Off the top of my head. But I'm saying, to Craig's point, he's not a great number two. You put him on the Bengals, and he's their fourth option.
Is Tyler Boyd one of the best three or four slot receivers, though, in the entire
I'll
NFL?
I'll go to another team. If you give Justin Herbert Juju, where is he among their wide
Third.
Receivers?
Mike Williams and Keenan Allen.
Yes.
4 years, $43 million for Tyler Boyd.
Almost $11 million on average. But it's a long-term deal.
I'm telling you right now, if we went team by team, I think at least 20 teams would have a better number two wide receiver than
that
Juju.
That leaves 12 that don't, who might want him. You don't think Davis Mills, future Texan starter, would love a security blanket like Juju?
Kyler Murray, is he fit
you don't
in
think
there?
Trevor Lawrence would just... Well, they've got LaVisca Chenault, who's a monster, actually.
Wait, so who? He said Arizona.
They've got Edmonds in the backfield.
They've
got DeAndre
Hopkins.
They've
got DeAndre Hopkins.
They've got
AJ
Green.
AJ Green's washed.
How about Christian Kirk?
Yeah,
he's
Kirk's
better
the
than
other
Juju.
One.
But that's what I'm saying. Juju has a big time number one in Hopkins. You put Juju there with him, and I think you got something
but
going
again. He's their third best receiver, which is my point. He's not a number two.
How about
two.
The Chicago Bears could use a guy like him with an Allen Robinson?
They could use anyone.
Well, Robinson's going to be a free agent, is going to get way more money than Juju.
Yeah, they'll sign him back. And then they'll give Juju some money, too, as a running back.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.